We started into not a new series, we're in the same series, but we started into something very, very powerful, very strong, like we've never seen or heard before. And I'm excited to get into this here today. We're talking about Rhema's four styles of fighting. First of all, I have to remind you of our series. The series that we're in is called Full Destruction by R3. Rhema's three. Hearing, seeing, and propitiation. Those are the three components of Rhema. But now we're learning something a little bit different, a little bit deeper. Because we learned that sometimes we could have the Rhema word and not have the right posture. So there are four postures in Rhema. And we learned about those four postures. They're pretty amazing, actually. But we learned about those four postures on Thursday night. And those four are in the book of Revelation chapter 4. And it was amazing. We've learned about the eagle. We've learned about the eagle. We've learned about the attributes of the eagle. And we've learned about the man, how we sometimes have to take a position of becoming weak. That sometimes we learned by Paul. Paul said, I glory. We learned about the eagle, going back to the eagle, about how it has vision and it's a protector. And it is probably the most deadly. I don't think lions even play with snakes. They don't have time for it. The eagle just attacks that snake. The eagle goes after it, and if there's no sound vibrations on the ground where the snake or the enemy can pick up on the eagle. We learned that the eagle moves out of the sense realm of the enemy, which is amazing. So we learned about the man. We learned about how at being man, we were supposed to be made weak. Now, this was never planned. This, what I'm telling you now, was never planned. It's just the way that God taught us. So we learned about how there's an anointing to be man, just to proclaim our weakness, to proclaim and just let it be told that sometimes we're just not as strong. So then when we become weak, we become strong. There's an anointing that comes. So we learned about the eagle. We learned about the man. Then we learned about the sacrifice of Jesus on Passover and how that tied into Rhema, how that's so apropos when it comes to Rhema. So we learned about what would be called the calf, which was the sacrifice, or the heifer, which is also the sacrifice. All right? I looked up the word heifer, and I looked up in the book of Numbers and found out the heifer was brought in once a year for the congregation. For the congregation. Yet the lamb was for the house. The heifer dealt with everybody. So there was a lamb for each house that each house during Passover had to slay. But for the sins of the nation, they brought in a young, tender heifer, which is called a calf or heifer. So we learned about that. Then I was also amazed to know that we also learned about, so we got man, we got eagle, we got the sacrifice or the calf. Then we learned about the lion. All four of these things we learned about, that God taught us about without knowing that we were going to come into this part of this learning. All four of those have a different position, how they deal with situations. The lion is aggressive. The eagle is just smooth, but yet deadly. The man becomes weak. The calf, boy, oh boy, the calf just cleanses everything. Propitiates the mind. When you're under the calf. And so they're all, like I said, there are four different positions, and there are four ways of dealing with ministry. The calf is all about forgiveness, Dennis. It's all about forgiving. Sometimes it's time to forgive. Sometimes it's time to be aggressive like the lion. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes you have to be as the eagle who protects. And there are different positions for every beast. And so we're going to the book of Revelations. And we didn't know this, but all four of these characteristics of God are found before the throne of God. All four of them. They are epithets of God. They are God's extension on how he would deal with something. So now when Rhema comes, Rhema's coming to give you a word and a position on how to stand. Not just to give you a word, but it gives you the word and almost the personality that would come with that word. And these four describe all of that. These four, man, I studied even more. These four make up God. These four are God's extension. These four feed the seven spirits of God. All right? We learned that the word four means, just the number four means creation. It also means that which follows revelation. Creation. So there's creation in four. So So when we talk about these four beasts before the throne of God, what we're about to get into, we understand that they are over, or they make up all of creation. Or I like to use it like this. They minister to all of creation. Sometimes as the eagle, sometimes as the lion, sometimes as man, and sometimes as the serpent. But they're complete. Absolutely complete. We've also learned, if we go to Revelation chapter 4, we'll just read. We read this on Thursday, but we're going to pick up just real fast. We're going to do what's called today the history of the four beasts. There's a history. It's more than just John. Ezekiel tapped into this long before John did. In fact, Ezekiel talks about it, and that's what we're going to read through today. And he goes even deeper than John. Boy, help me. All right. Here we go. Revelation chapter 4, verse number 3, it says, "And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats," yes, Lord. "And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices and voices." Not just one voice. Out of the throne came voices. "And there were 7 lamps of fire before the throne." So here we have the throne. And before the throne, let's say we have 7 of these across. These are 7 lamps burning with fire. Throne is behind that. So now you have the throne of God back here and the 7 lamps up here. We're going to get this. I'm seeing we're going to teach this. We're going to have this. Oh, yes, Lord. I just saw it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to teach it. 7 lamps of fire can be burning. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see it. Ooh, glory. I won't sit on the throne, though. I'll just teach. Some pastors will want to sit on it. All right, here we go. Which 7 spirits, it says 7 before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts. This is where we are here. 4 beasts, full of eyes, before and behind. So now, there was about the throne, that means right at the throne, these 4 beasts. So now, we have the 7 lamps burning here up front. Those are the 7 spirits of God. That's the sevenfold, that's the Holy Ghost. But then God, what God did that I never really heard of before in my life, what God did was he sits on a throne and all of this is for man. All of what's going on in heaven is for mankind. So what God did was make 4 creatures that have the characteristics that could perfectly minister to man. So he made 4 beasts that are about the throne with him. So you got God chilling on the throne. He's seated. And these 4 beasts that he's made himself into are controlling all of the rhema word of God. Because these 4 beasts don't just have a word. They have the right posture for the word that's being spoken. It'll tell you when to be a lion. It'll tell you when to be a protector. It will tell you when to show forgiveness and to bring forgiveness. It will tell you these are all 4 of God's attributes. Then inside these attributes, you find later on in life, you find the nine fruit of the Spirit. You find that in all of them. And so, I mean, but God has made, this is why he's indestructible. It's not just God up there. But he's broken himself off into so many pieces and so many ways. You can't touch him. You can't touch him. And so here's what he did here. It says here, the 4 beasts full of eyes and behind, and the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. Now all these beasts have eyes all over their body. Everywhere. So when they turn, they still see. When they go to the back of the throne, they still see the throne. They see everything. The first one was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. The third beast had the face of a man. The fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy. Saying holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. That was their praise. I'm baffled by this, and if you let me just take my time for a moment, I'm baffled by it because, Joshua, they're saying holy, holy, holy because they make up the completeness of God. And the word holy means complete. It means whole. Their praise was talking about their ministry. They knew that they completed him, that these four beasts, you got the eagle, the man, the calf, and the lion. These four beasts make up the completeness of God and how God would deal with man. So they're saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was. They're seeing what was. We were there. We saw you holy then, which is. We see you now, and we see you as you are to come. You know what they're describing? You never change. You're the same back then, you're the same now, and you're going to be the same forevermore. You're complete. You're perfect. These guys had a revelation. So when they said it, we find out the next verse, I didn't write it, but the next verse says how the 24 elders fell down and threw their crowns and began to worship by what they were saying. So now man is now tapping in to the four beasts. Man can now achieve completeness through the four beasts. So the four and 20 elders that are before the throne have already achieved this. That's why they're there. So they get a revelation of what was done to them. And they fall and they begin to worship God. They begin to worship God themselves. Ooh, God. Let me just kind of break it down a little bit. It's nice to have the right word. And I said this on Thursday and I reiterate. It's nice to have the right word in your mouth. But to have the right word and the wrong posture is not good. Amen. You could have a truth, but be out of the wrong. You could have a truth, and the Lord's trying to say, move under the calf. Move through the eyes of the calf, through the eyes of forgiveness, through the eyes of the sacrifice. But you jump in like a lion. But now that word means nothing. Because what was coming through the throne. Now, you got to remember, these four beasts weren't just going around the throne. But they were going through the throne. So they was, let's say that this is the throne here. They were going around it like this. They were circling around the throne of God. But then one of them would come up through. And the one that came through is the one that was ministering. Now, where did we get this? Lord have mercy. See, it's not my fault. We already learned about these things. We learned about the eagle. We learned about the man. We learned about the calf, which is the sacrifice. And we learned about the lion. I didn't know these four beasts were how God made up himself. At the time we were learning each, I promise you, I didn't plan this. I didn't even teach the eagle. Kirk taught the eagle. I didn't tell Kirk to teach on the eagle. Mr. Curtis taught on the eagle and brought that light, the thing to light. And God was teaching us on all four of these major characteristics of himself. They're God. Don't get me wrong. And Ezekiel breaks it down, and we're going to see that in a minute. This is how God said, I'm going to give rhema to man. Not will I just give them a word, but I will position them in the right spirit. That when they deliver the rhema word, it will be with the right spirit, under the right power, at the right time. When rhema comes, it's not just with a word, but rhema's coming with one of the characteristics of God, positioning us. Ultimately, when we're getting rhema as a corporate people, the eagle's on the atmosphere, praise God. Vision is here. Your eyes are opening up. And propitiation, we learn that the eagle sets off propitiation. The eagle, what she does when she spreads her wings over her young, what the eagle does is she gives peace of mind. A relaxation. They feel safety. So when you're hearing the word, more times than not, God is using the characteristic of the eagle that's giving you vision and protection and can strike. That's why it says, hear, speak, see, speak. Because while you're under it, you need to be speaking to your enemy. Is it too much?
No.
We okay?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
So we see these four beasts that are around the throne and going through the throne. And there are voices coming through. There's a lot of activity at the throne of God.
Right.
These four beasts are the four ways that God would release. And I'm just reiterating, release now the now rhemas for us to be able to consistently walk in victory. Each of them has a distinct anointing, a distinct way of dealing with problems. Christ didn't always approach the situations as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Sometimes he had to become weak like man so that he might become strong again like God. Sometimes he presented himself through the eyes of the calf, becoming a sacrifice for forgiveness for someone that needed it. Sometimes he was seeing and protecting through the eyes of the eagle. Whatever creature was in the midst of God while on the throne is the set rhema or an anointing God would choose for that particular circumstance. We see Jesus shifting in and out of these. We see him as a lion throwing over tables. We talked about it. We see him as the lion when he dealt with devils. We see the lion. But there are times when the woman, if he was the lion, that when the woman needed forgiveness, we talked about this. She needed forgiveness. It was a rhema word that was coming, but with the posture of forgiveness. The woman that was caught in adultery. It wasn't time to judge. It was time to forgive. And so the beast that had eyes all over his body. That time when, remember when they were about to stone her, Elder Barber? Remember that time? And remember when Jesus sat down in the dirt, he kneeled down in the dirt. You know what the Lord showed me there? He showed me that Jesus was waiting on his instruction and his posture. He sat and waited for what beast was going to come and show him how to deal. So when he sat in the dirt, the calf came through around the throne of God. The calf with eyes now showing him, this is how we deal. Forgiveness is here. And then the word, the rhema word came. Let you that's without sin cast the first stone. The anointing of forgiveness fell on everybody there. They dropped their rocks and walked away.
Wow.
Ezekiel saw this. I can't believe this. I can't wait to get over there. Ezekiel saw this thing working like on a wheel. This thing was like on a wheel. Ezekiel got the whole picture. Whatever creature was in the midst of God while on the throne is the set rhema and anointing God would choose for that particular circumstance. This is why Christ never lost a battle. This is why we lose battles, because we might have a word, but we're in the wrong posture. You want to contend with somebody. It's not time to contend at that time. It might just be time to just be weak as water. It might be time to just forgive. But you want to contend that what you know is right. And that's why we never come to the end of these disputes.
Amen.
Because everybody's in the wrong posture. He always was in the right rhema posture. Okay, Ezekiel chapter 1. There's a lot to read here. I just want you to listen. All right. Now, Ezekiel's going to describe this vision. All right. I'm not going to be very long, but Ezekiel's going to describe this vision. And just listen. There's a lot to learn here. I'm not going to pretend I got it all, because this thing is hefty. This thing is big. But just listen. It's talking about the four beasts. Ezekiel gets this vision way before John was even. You're talking about hundreds of years prior to John. Hundreds. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened. And I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the soles of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined together. See, Ezekiel saw them four being one. And that's the flow of the creatures. He saw all four, but he saw one like this, but they all had the same four faces. Then he saw another like this, and they all had the same. That Ezekiel saw their operation and how they work. See, sometimes before you become a lion, you've got to forgive. And then all of a sudden, you pounce on the enemy after forgiveness. See, what we do is become a lion oftentimes against somebody, and we're going at the person and not seeing the devil.
Yes.
But walking in the anointing of these four beasts will teach you how to deal. God help you. You don't even have to try to think about it. It just happens. When you're just under the sway of Rhema, you're automatically, if you're fully in Rhema, you're automatically in the right posture. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward. Verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I'll bring this to you later on. Now, there's a depiction in the tabernacle. Help me, Jesus. It's shaped like a cross. Do you realize that each end of each direction are these four beasts? These were already placed in the tabernacle. What I just read, as the likeness of the face, they had four, the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side. That's in the tabernacle. The four of the face of an ox on the left side, the four of also on the face of an eagle. It talks about north, south, east, and west. They already had all four areas covered, these four beasts. In the old tabernacle drawings. I just threw that in there. Thus were their faces and their wings stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. Stay with me, guys. And they went everyone straight forward whither the Spirit was to go. Watch now, Ezekiel gets deep now. He starts to tie these to the Spirit, where the Spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. Ezekiel is seeing the full, oh, please stay with me, guys. He's seeing the full operation, Nikki. Because remember, it's the creatures that look through the lamps that bring Rhema to the earth. The seven lamps are the seven spirits of God. That's how you get your wisdom. That's how you get your understanding. That's how you get your counsel. These beasts are all looking through the lamps, and then it's conveyed to mankind in the earth. But it gives you the perfect counsel. It gives you the perfect understanding, hallelujah. It gives you perfect wisdom. Then it gives you the perfect temperance of how to deal with the situation. Jesus was a master at this because he was 100. And the Lord told me, he said, unless you're 100% yielded to Rhema, you won't always get the posture right. He said, this is another level of yielding and another level of discernment. How to move, how to strike. All of it is about weaponry to destroying your enemy. How are you going to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove and you roaring like a lion at the same time? That don't make no sense. You understand? Wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, but you are. You'll never ensnare, you'll never get them. There are times you got to go ninja. There are times you got to go undercover. There are times, boy, there are times that before I can get to the enemy, I got to find forgiveness for Kurt. I forgive Kurt. Then I go behind Kurt, and I become the lion and tear the devil apart. But I don't tear Kurt up in the process. Come on, lift your hands for a minute. Lift your hands. Jesus, Amanabo. Thank you, God. All right, here we go. As for the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures. the fire went up and down among the living creatures, giving them vision. See, that's how wisdom gets into the earth. That's how the understanding, that's how the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God. I understand this perfectly. You want to know why? Because the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, or the Holy Spirit, can do nothing without the instruction coming from the Lord. The Lord now tears off into these four beasts. Now he's giving perfect instruction to the sevenfold Holy Spirit, which are the seven lamps of God, if you will. The sevenfold Holy Spirit. Now the sevenfold Holy Spirit is giving it to you just like he got it. And you're supposed to walk it out just like he got it. These lamps are going up and down the creatures. I know this sounds crazy, guys, but bear with me. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Uh-oh. Now I'm starting to understand why there's lightning. Now I'm understanding, Kurt, how they minister to everybody because they're moving like lightning. They're in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Boom. Everybody's being instructed that has an ear under rhema by these creatures. They're moving like lightning. In Revelations, it says there was thunder and lightning that was around about the throne. But Ezekiel's seeing the creatures as lightning. Because they're instructing. They sleep neither day or night. They're constantly, if you want to tap in, they have your answer, praise God. These four are Christ. It's his way of communicating with us. And it's hey, glory be to God. It's a new age anyway, so we get to preach these type of messages. I couldn't imagine hearing this back in the day when I was a little boy sitting in Shiloh Pentecostal. Not like this. It's just about beholding. Stop sinning. Get it right. I didn't hear all this. Get to the altar. You purge yourself. Help me, Jesus. All right. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Whew. So it says here, among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel. Now this gets really interesting. One wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. What did you say? Say. Transparency. Seeing everything, right? Now there's one wheel on the earth. Here we go. This is where we see Jesus. So some of y'all can rest easy and don't have to quit the church. We get to see Jesus in the midst of this. It says here, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. Watch this. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Who's the wheel in the middle of the wheel?
Jesus.
There we go. So Jesus is noted as the wheel in the middle of the wheel. So their operation, right, was as the wheel in the middle. It was coming directly from Christ. It was coming right. These four came right out of him. And he said, I'll deal with man like this. Sometimes I have to be this way, this way, this way, or this way. But I'll be the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And I'll communicate with man in the perfect posture always. That's why he said to his father, Father, I've lost none that you have given unto me. You see how he dealt with them all differently. He could have rebuked the mess out of Peter when he heard Peter was cussing. He said, Peter, thou lovest me. He said, yes, Lord, you know I do. He could have been the lion saying, you're going to hell. That's what we do, some of us.
Yes.
We see somebody in error. You're going to hell.
Yes.
When he's trying to say, no, forgiveness. Love them like I love. Right word, wrong posture. Makes it the wrong word. If you don't stop, the Lord's forgiving you. Come on. Right word, wrong posture. Woo, Jesus. All right, here we go. When they went upon their four sides. And they turned not when they went. Watch this now, it gets real good. And for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their wings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wheresoever the spirit. So what it's showing him is a fine machine. It's showing Ezekiel a machine This is how the full working of God. So it says here, whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Thither where was the Spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the Spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Did anybody hear that? For the Spirit of the living creature. They had no existence without the Spirit that was in the wheels, which is Christ. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They had no existence without the Spirit that was in the wheels. This was God's working. This is God's method. This is God's machine. This is how I'm going to save man. This is how I'm going to communicate. This is how I'm going to empower. This is my machine that makes sons. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of a terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, and one toward the other. Everyone had two which covered on this side, and everyone had two which covered on that side their bodies. Verse 24, and when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. Can you imagine when you tap into the Rhema word and you're understanding the posture you belong in? This is where the power really is, right here. It's so important to prophesy, not just because you're under Rhema, but because you're under Rhema and you understand the position or the posture you're in. See, there's different types of prophecy, Nikki. There are times where I can become the lion and I can roar over my atmosphere. But then there are other times when I'm under Rhema that the Rhema word is revealing to me, be as man. Be as man. Be weak before me that I might make you strong. Don't try to roar. It's above your pay grade right now. You're not anointed like you think to go in as the lion. You have to come down to the voice of man. But it will carry the same, I feel God, it will carry the same anointing.
Hallelujah.
It will carry the same, I feel God in here. It will carry the same exact type of power. There are times where God is now calling you, even from out of yourself, that you leave yourself behind and you go in as a protector for somebody else. If the anointing, the rhema word will say, it's not for you right now. I got you. You cover this one. That's the anointing of the eagle. That's the beast that's looking through your eyes. That's the eagle that's saying somebody needs rest. Somebody needs safety. Somebody needs peace. Somebody else. It's not for you. And then you start getting vision for that person. Sometimes it's just that, like I said, the calf. Where not only for someone else do you forgive, but now you have to turn the eyes of the calf to yourself and forgive yourself for the many mistakes you've made. Sometimes you're trying to roar against your problems. And you're trying to roar against your mistakes. You're trying to curse them to the ground. And God is saying, right word, wrong posture. I'm looking through the eyes of my sacrifice. Forgive yourself and move on. Release yourself from condemnation. Put your hands. These four always were there, giving Jesus the perfect position to deal with everything. He didn't just have a word from God, but he always said, whatever I hear my Father say, that is what I say. But then he said, but also whatever I see my Father do, that do I. So he's seen his Father in the form of forgiveness. I forgive. Always the lion. Let's go change those one changes. Whatever I see, now I kind of understand what he was seeing. It was discernment of his posture. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 25, and there was a voice. I'm almost done. Three more verses. And there was a voice from the firmament. I'm just going to read a few more scriptures and show you some pictures. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. Now, there's a voice controlling them. Christ. They're getting instruction from. Christ was always in control, always is. But he's revealing posture through them. Finally, four fighting styles of rank. He's a bad mammoth general. All right, here we go. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon it, like the likeness of a throne, was the likeness as the appearance of man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber as the appearance of the fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. And I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had the brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. All this makes of his glory. Please don't let me taper off, but I will. This is what has to be on the earth. This likeness, us moving like this, brings the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell upon my face and I heard the voice of one that spake. In my note, I said, in reading all of this, I find it amazing how Ezekiel's vision, how the four were like one, and also how their spirit was in the wheels, which denotes the spirit of God, meaning, as we learn, they are a direct connect to God, Christ, who is reigning. Just got a couple pictures to show you here I thought was very interesting. This is a good picture of how it runs. Here's your lions. Is your eagle, is your calf, and is your man. That's a really good picture. I looked through probably hundreds, and this was one of my favorites here. The seven lamps burning. See, they could face God, talk to God, and then see through the lamps. It gives perfect posture for us. Let me tell you something, you're gonna make me want to cry a little bit. Knowing what I'm learning, I feel like I can really. My goal as a Christian coming in was always to be perfect. Finding this out and having a greater level of discernment of not just the word, but how to deliver and how to walk, it's taken a lot of pressure off me.
Amen.
This understanding has taken a lot of pressure up off me. And the thing of it is, we don't have to search for what characteristic he be. It's already in the rhema. You'll know how to talk to that one. You'll know how to minister to this one. You'll know how to lay hands. You'll know even if it is to lay hands. Because anytime forgiveness is in the room, Nikki, it's time to lay hands. Jesus said, what's the difference if I tell you thy sins are forgiven? Or take up your bed and walk. I'm doing the same thing. So when we feel the anointing of the calf, we know it's time to lay. I didn't realize how many people have devoted their life to studying this. I went online Googling. So many people are studying this truth. It's such a mystery. I asked the Lord, I said, why are you giving it to us now? He said, Tom, the world is in its worst condition. I'm giving my best right now. I'm giving my greatest understanding right now to my people so they can win. If we don't understand like we're learning, we would even be deceived in the day of evil. We would be deceived. But because of how we're learning, there's no way for the devil to come in. He'll have no more place. So this is that picture. I think it's a really good set. Just some more evidence, just a little bit. Revelation 5, 6, 8, 14. It says, behold, you don't have to go there. I'm just going to read. I'm just showing you a little bit more of their ministry. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb. He's so cool. Stood a lamb. You got these four tyrannical, huge, demon-hunting creatures that are just ready to kill, right? And in the, and then you got the elders. You got all this power. Then you see a little lamb. Jesus. That's just Jesus. He's just, oh, man. He's so, okay, Lord. Yeah, you got me. Having seven horns. But he was bad, though. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God. So the lamb is saying, I got all your power right here. If y'all all leave me, it's all in this lamb. Seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. That was what the Lamb was walking around in. Jesus, if you were the devil who was trying to get revenge on God, and you made it there, what are you going to do when you get there? First of all, you got the host in heaven. Can you see how protected God is? Then you try to kill the four beasts, but then you still got the Lamb running around with all the same power. You get to the Lamb, but then you got the man sitting on the throne with the same power. This is nothing. This is nothing. Just give up. All right, it says here, what stood as a lamb that had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. Now, everybody has to understand, it was the lamb that was slain, okay? This is why seven eyes can be sent into, and all the seven spirits of God can be sent into all the earth, because the lamb that was slain. That's why you're getting what you're getting. And when he had taken, verse 8, and when he had taken the book, just showing you the four beasts again, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Now look at the four beasts worshiping the Lamb. Because they know who they get their instruction from.
Come on now.
You can feel safe about this one. You can let it go. Just relax yourself. Anytime you're in change, it feels funny. If this is a strange mess, we're like, the Lamb is still in control. Look at your name and say, the Lamb is still in control.
The Lamb is still in control.
Hallelujah, the Lamb is still in control. He's just showing you how to deal. Having every one of them hearts and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Now, I find it amazing, if you just give me a minute to digress on this right here. I find it really amazing, again, that the four beasts and the 24 elders, they all had hearts and golden vials full of the prayers. So the beasts are in the midst of getting you delivered. That's their ministry. They're known as the four ministers of the gospel. They got your word. They got what you need coming from the Lamb, but just revealing posture. All right. Verse 14 says, and the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Just showing you some more of them. There's another picture here of that there. The four beasts are flying around the top there. In and out of the throne. That's how it looked. I could draw, I think I could really kill it. Because I just got a vision of it. Powerful, right? Revelation 6 and 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four, this is the proof right here, that when one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Depending upon what you're dealing with is that voice you're going to hear, which doesn't just reveal the word you need, but the posture you need. So you get one out of four saying something. Depending upon what you're going through, one out of four. But then, Kurt, it can shift real quick. Many fighting staff.
Wow.
So you get one out of the four. Revelation 6 and 6. And I heard the voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. See thou hurt not the oil and the wine. They're prophesying. They're giving instruction. They instruct angels. Of course they do. They hold the ring. Just to kind of get a mental picture in your heads. This takes me really into a place that it's just like, yo, God is just so different. He's so different, so who would have ever known? Whoa. That's a man with his hands praying, if you can't tell. That's the eagle, the calf. A lot of translations try to say it's the ox and the lion, of course. When I look at these pictures, you see the strength that God has. And the important thing to note, guys, that all of this strength is in the ring. It's all in the word that's coming. When the lion speaks, this is what you get. And when you open your mouth, that's what you're giving to your enemy. When it's time for vision, that's how high you soar. That's what you see. and the ability to strike, depending upon, sometimes you don't know what to do. What do you think you're praying for when you don't know what to do? You're praying for vision.
Vision.
Which beast do you think is going to show up? Not the lion. The eagle.
The eagle.
When you're praying for strength, who do you think is coming on the scene?
The lion.
The lion.
Come on, man. When you're praying, Lord, forgive me. Who do you think is going to look at you?
The cat.
When you're saying, God, I'm inadequate. I can't deal. I can't do this. He says, yes, you can. I've anointed you to be weak, so I'll be strong. It's unstoppable. It becomes unstoppable. It's amazing. And I close with this, Revelation 7:11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. I love it because the beast, although they're powerful and they bring perfect judgment, sound judgment to your situation, they know their place. They can never say, I am God. They're only a part of God. And anything that's a part of God has to worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I just introduced you guys to some of you. Your four best friends coming up in the near future. Your four best friends in the person of Jesus Christ.
Higher level.
Higher level. Higher level. And it's perfect timing for what the devil tried to do. Oh, EB, it makes me want to just,
yes.
I mean, rip off self.
Just rip
completely.
This is where we are right now. And I know where I am right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now.
Yes, ma'am.
It's good.
He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. We have this mechanical machine, with these beasts around, these wheels that are just moving and turning and dealing with every situation. They move as lightning. You guys don't have to wait very long for a word. Not at all. Jesus already made a way. He defeated the enemy. So waiting on a word is really, it depends upon your propitiation. Staying in the study of what we're learning keeps us connected to this type of anointing. It keeps us, I know it seems like something out of a comic book, a superhero book. It really seems like, geez, really? Yeah, but this is the anointing God wants to describe to you. This is it. I'm kind of hooked on the eagle myself. I'm a little partial to the eagle. I just can't help it. Because of the ability to strike and to soar and protect, I just see, oh. And I have scripture. We'll talk about all four of these beasts over the next several weeks. We're going to talk about all four different ones, the style. We're going to see Jesus like we never saw him before in the person of these beasts. And you're going to recognize, oh, it's on me, man, the calf, Henry, it's on me, it's on me. I forgive you. You're released. You have power to forgive. Can you imagine that? Jesus told him, he said, when he was here on earth, he said, take up your bed and walk or your sins be forgiven you. He said, either one. He said, but either way, I need you to know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. To forgive. But he hadn't become the lamb that was slain. Yes, he did. He was slain before the foundations of the world. So these four were already in operation, but it took Jesus to bring the fullness of it to the earth. And now that Jesus did, he said, listen, I died and I rose again. And when I rose in all power. All power. So now you have this same anointing. Now this is a scripture that was one for me that God said to me while I was sleeping. He said, this is why I said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Because all of that. He's a
he. You know
Amen.
What, Apostle?
Yes,
to me, it's like the insurance policy to the rainbow.
Come on.
So when the true sons and daughters come in, we will have this word, but we also will have the posture.
The posture.
To know how to make them remain once they get in here. By taking off the old skin now of all the mistakes that we made, trying ourselves to do these things out of self. But this is the insurance policy to the rhema. That when the true sons come through that door, we'll be equipped now with the rhema.
Absolutely.
And the insurance policy to help them to remain.
It's the truth, EB. It's the truth. It's the truth. Oh, God, it's true. Because each beast, what they do when they communicate, they come through all seven lamps. Mm-hmm. So the wisdom for the situation comes. The counsel comes. The understanding comes. The might for it comes. All of the fullness of God comes in one rhema. It all they pierce through all seven lamps. So the enemy can come in one way. And Joshua, how many ways does he leave out?
Seven.
He comes in one way to try to destroy us. But by the time the beast looked through the lamps and give us the information or the revelation we need, the enemy that tried us is running now. He splits in seven different directions. Because wisdom beat us behind. Understanding beat us behind. Counsel beat him down. I'm talking about the quick understanding ripped him to shreds. I mean, we've just discerned him. By the time the enemy sends something, God shows it to us seven ways. It'll never pass us. And then on top of seeing it, we have the right posture to deal with it. We forgive you, but you just got to go on about your business.
That's it.
We don't contend with folks. Not unless God rises up with the lion. And if the lion rises up, you better believe this now. And this is the truth you need to take home and stamp this. If the lion rises up, it's not for man. It's for the devil that's oppressing man.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
It's because it's God's will that all men come unto repentance. But God wants us to see the enemy. So when the lion comes on you, don't go screaming at people. Deal with the devil who it's meant for. Amen?
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus. Amen. I'm done for today. I'm excited for Thursday because we're going to go even further. Amen.